Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Woody Held. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting third. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting sixth. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting seventh. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Billy Martin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Ferraris. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Don Ferraris. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Willie Tasby. Batting second. The first baseman, Bob Boyd. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting fourth. The catcher, Gus Triandos. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bobby Avila. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Finnegan. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Billy Gardner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Brown. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Hal Brown. And now, play ball. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held strikes out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is called out on strikes. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby strikes out. Nixon drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Tasby out. One out. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd hits a line drive towards third. Held reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is called out on strikes. One out. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Colavito. The throw from Triandos and he is out, Carrasquel applying the tag. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos hits a pop-up towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila strikes out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a pop-up towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Brown, and towards Carrasquel, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Ferraris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferraris bunts towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Martin moves to second. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 1 in the game. Held hits a ball on the ground towards third. Finnegan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Martin moves to third. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearsall hits a fly ball into right field. Avila settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ferraris fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0 for 1 in the game. Tasby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gardner moves to second. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0 for 1 in the game. Boyd takes first base on ball 4. Gardner moves to third. Tasby moves to second. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 1 in the game. Niemann takes first base on ball 4. Gardner scores. Tasby moves to third. Boyd moves to second. It's 1-0, Orioles. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0 for 1 in the game. Triandos hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 1 in the game. Power hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Colavito hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Niemann. Colavito reaches second base with a double. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Finnegan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 1 in the game. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Finnegan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 1 in the game. Avila hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Held fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Finnegan hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 1 in the game. Strickland takes first base on ball 4. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a fly ball into right field. Avila settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Ferreres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferreres is 0 for 0 in the game. Ferreres hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Held hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gardner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown bunts towards the mound. Ferreres fields it and throws to first for the out. Gardner moves to second. One out. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tasby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gardner scores. It's 2-0, Orioles. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Boyd hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tasby moves to third. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland fields it and throws to second for the out. Tasby scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Orioles. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0 for 2 in the game. Triandos takes first base on ball 4. Niemann moves to second. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 2 in the game. Avila hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 2 in the game. Pearsall hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tasby. Pearsall reaches second base with a double. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 2 in the game. Power hits a fly ball into right field. Avila settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pearsall moves to third. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Colavito hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Finnegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 2 in the game. Minoso hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 2 in the game. Carrasquel strikes out. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Finnegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gardner hits a line drive into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 2 in the game. Nixon hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Granny Hamner pinch hits for George Strickland. Granny Hamner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Finnegan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Granny Hamner now playing shortstop. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown strikes out. One out. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Tasby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards third. Held fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Pilarczyk now playing right field. Lenny Green now playing left field. Don Dillard pinch hits for Don Ferraris. Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tito Francona pinch hits for Woody Held. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona strikes out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Pearsall hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 3 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boyd juggles the ball. That's an error on Boyd. Dillard moves to second. Billy Lowe's now pitching. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Colavito hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Sicott now pitching. Gene Leek now playing third base. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Triandos bunts towards the mound. Sicott fields it and throws to first for the out. Pilarczyk moves to second. One out. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sicott fields it and throws to first for the out. Pilarčík moves to third. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 3 in the game. Carrasquel takes first base on ball 4. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Finnegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 3 in the game. Minoso is hit by the pitch. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 3 in the game. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lowe's fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Granny Hamner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamner is 0 for 1 in the game. Hamner strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.